Johnny, wanna find him his harmonica? Yeah, that's it. Put it in his hand there. Okay, blind baby, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, let's try it with a harmonica this time, okay, honey?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take it from four and really burn, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, thank you for listening to The Greatest Non-Hits. I'm your host, Chris, and playing No Rain is my co-host, Tim, from Blind Melon's self-titled debut album. That's going to be the subject matter of today's podcast, and we're happy you are joining us today. So continue to download us wherever you get your podcasts. Blind Melon is an interesting band because they only came out with two albums. The first one, the one that we're going to listen to today, had a couple of huge hits. No Rain was by far the biggest. They had another one that was really good. And The Tones of Home, this is going to be the second track. And we're going to listen to all of the songs, as we always do, every week in our downloads. And at the end, we're going to rank the top three non-hits. So super excited to have you with us. Super excited to dig deep into this one because there are a lot of interesting facts. Interestingly, they got their name Blind Melon from Blind Melon Chitlin, who is a character from one of Cheech and Chong's first albums. And so that clip that we played at the beginning is sort of a nod to the naming of the band itself. It's the personnel from the band is on vocals, Shannon Hoon also played acoustic guitar and tambourine. Tragically overdosed in 1995 in New Orleans after a gig or right before a gig there. I'm not sure with my facts on that, but nevertheless, it was just a couple years after this album was recorded. There's also Brad Smith, who's the bass guitarist. There's also Roger Stevens, who's the lead guitar player, Christopher Thorne on rhythm guitar, and Glenn Graham on percussions. My impression from this album, after I've known about this album since the time it came out, and I liked it at the time. I kind of lost interest over time. Haven't really listened to it in a long, long while. So upon listening to it after a long time off, it strikes me as what great musicians they are. I really believe that they were at least, you know. I
mean, so was JC.
At least kind of tolerable. Let's put it that way.
Rock and roll.
So anyway, so these guys met, I think, in 1990. Shannon Hoon left Lafayette, Indiana when he turned 18, moved out there to be a star. I think Brad Smith and Rogers Stevens, I think they were buds and, you know, lead guitarist and bass player. I think together from Mississippi, they moved out there, right after high school. They graduated in 88. And I think what they did early on was they were in a circle of other musicians, played in a number of bands that didn't pan out. But in that rotation, going through different combinations of lineups, Christopher Thorne, I think, is who stuck with them throughout that period. I think they later met Shannon Hoon at a party of some sort, and from there they bonded. The song Change on this album is the first written song. I think it was written by Shannon Hoon. He performed it. I think that they really took to his talents and all that. So Glenn Graham, I think, is also from Mississippi. I think he was destined to go somewhere else, and I think Brad Smith and Roger Stevens reached out and said, come out here. So he changes his plans, moves out to L.A., and this is around 1990. This is when they formed, so this is really a well-rounded synopsis of that time period. later on, through, I think, Shannon Hoon's sister, who's the older sister, older half-sister, was friends with the guys in Guns N' Roses, who were also from Indiana, made their way out to L.A., and it was around this time, 89, 90, that they ran into Shannon Hoon out there, you know, through that connection, and I think he played on Don't Cry from the, this is around the time that they were recording Use Your Illusion, and they were networking, so to speak, and I think that that's how they ended up with a good record contract with Capitol Records, but I think, you know, Guns N' Roses helped them out, you know, did them a solid, and got them on the rotation. So from there, they recorded, I think they had an EP that had 4 or 5 songs on it that led to the recording contract, that, which led to this album. So a number of great songs on this album. Again, the musicianship is like above average, I would say. And that was what stuck out to me the most. I mean, not only the musicianship, but a lot of their songs follow a pattern, a good pattern of where their songs are, you know, change tempo several times, but those tempo changes, those transitions occur seamlessly. And I would say, I mean, even on a lot of the deep tracks, you see that this pattern. And so, you know, but I guess one of the negatives I felt about it was that a lot of the songs sound the same. So, like, for example, Holy Man, I think, kind of follows Tones of Home. I hear that. I don't know, maybe Tim is nodding. He agrees. Beyond that, I think it's a great album. And I'm glad that we picked it. I got to listen to it, especially over the last few days. And so, like I said, you know, we'll go through all the album. We'll go through all the songs. I mean, there's a lot of tragedy with Shannon Hoon. So there's a lot of the songs are a little bit depressing, but they're really well written, I think. So, but it's not going to be all sadness. We've got a ton of hilarious clips. So we're going to, you know, we're going to play all those. You know, Tim and I are going to, you know, we're going to engage in some witty banter, and we're going to have a good time. So I think now's probably a good time to go over the non-hits, or the hits, I should say. So it's going to be No Rain and Tones of Home. I think it's what we agreed on. And then after that, everything else is up for grabs. So produced by Rick Parashar. It was mastered by George Marino, John Plum, assistant engineer Tommy Steele, art direction. Album cover, Bumblebee Girl. I think it's the drummer's sister. A picture that they had during the recordings that they saw and took to it and thought this would be a great album cover. So it's like a picture of you know, the drummer's sister in a Bumblebee costume from a play. So we'll dig into that a little bit later. In the meantime, we got Tim. He's all settled in. How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm doing well. Doing well.
Yeah.
You know, I like Blind Melon, but I prefer Visually Impaired Pears. That's another good band from the 90s there.
Oh, yeah.
Screw you, Melon.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's also Stiff Kittens, I think.
Stiff Kittens goes down as the best other side band ever.
Yeah, it was like Shannon Hoon's first band.
Stiff Kittens.
Stiff with a Y. S-T-Y-F-F.
Doesn't get any blacker than that. Get any blacker.
None more black.
None more black than that.
Beauty. It's got these high-volume Accusage jets oscillating and pulsating, soothing your every aching muscle.
This is going to soothe our muscles. This is
definitely
a rock muscle here.
You're big into these guys.
Oh, my gosh. This is, you know, sort of that Southern rock jam vibe that really hit me when I heard it. You know,
yeah. Are they a Southern band? I mean, they're all kind of, they're all from the South. Shannon is from Indiana, but he
they're like a Hollywood.
He's
South.
A self-titled redneck, I guess, is what.
Yes. He does call himself a redneck, doesn't he?
Something like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's trying to make his way, and he has these open mic nights. He's obviously a popular guy. We were saying that he did a lot of sports, right? He was
in high school. He was a jock. Yeah, pole vaulter.
You know, maybe he's always chasing the high of organized sports in high school, which is the pinnacle of our existence at times.
Yeah, you just wonder, you know, like,
so much structure, but also like you wanted to, like, you could stick it to the man, and yeah.
Yeah, well, all those guys. Are you talking about Randy? Yeah. Don't think I haven't been watching.
Yes, I know.
Dazed and Confused.
Oh, gosh. Anyway. You know.
What do you say?
I mean, yeah. Oh, man.
What are you thinking? Any last words before we get into the album?
This is a Fierce album. You know, it's shout out to the Fierce. Shout out to Coco Fierce. Shout out to the Melonheads out there.
Definitely.
Shannon Hoon is, you know, a soul on fire. He really, he might have needed to soak a little bit. He might have needed to just relax and not, you know.
Yeah, cave into the pressures of the coach or whoever.
And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed.
Yeah, that guy.
He definitely had, you know, a bad boy vibe, and, you know, beating up cops and running around naked and being crazy.
Yeah, he took LSD at Woodstock and came out in his
girlfriend's dress.
Yeah, white dress or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just weird, you know. Yeah, he came out naked, got
Domino's pizza, peed on fan.
Yeah. Hey, what's that all about?
He relieved himself.
That feels better.
Yeah. But nevertheless, good band. You know,
yes.
I'm a Melon head after this. You know, shout out to all the Melon fans, to the Cassava Melon fans.
Cassava Melon?
So, shout out to... Wait, let's do a Foghorn Leghorn case.
This is a Foghorn?
Before we get into the album, let's listen to Foghorn Leghorn.
Let's do it.
It's a palate cleanser right before the album.
Okay.
Do is take this fine Cassava Melon over to him, show him what you got, but don't let him have it. You got to tease him a little.
All right. So with that being said, this is the first album. Soak the Sin.
Shout out to the Tubbers out there.
It sounds like Trampled Underfoot. It's a big
rainbow. It does.
Roger Stevens is a big Zappa fan. You can tell the influence. Thank you for giving me these bones. This is like people in the 90s used to say, take a soak. Like the word soak was like a, it was a verb.
Yeah.
It's tolerable.
Gonna soak.
Take a soak.
Giving me these bones. It's.
I don't.
Oh man, very good soak. The soak of the year.
You need to take a soak.
Soak my soul.
It's got these high volume Accusage jets oscillating and pulsating, soothing your every aching muscle.
Oh, how's this solo for you?
It's tolerable.
That high note is a little...
But intolerable.
A little bit intolerable. They're going there, though. I admire that. Eardrums are like,
screw you, Melon!
I like that.
Yeah.
What Simpsons characters would you say would be a fan of this?
Oh, probably Krusty.
You didn't miss much. Honeydew is the money melon.
Krusty is definitely a Blind Melon fan.
It's tolerable.
No. Don't have to. Get out of the tub. No.
You need to take a soak. It's got these high-volume Accusage jets. Oscillating and pulsating.
The guitar play in this is oscillating and pulsating, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, this, especially this little solo thing he's doing at the end. He's doing a little noodling.
This is so noodly.
Soothing your every aching muscle. Oh man, very good soak. The soak of the year.
All right. So this one's called Tones of Home.
We got some we got some tones, do we?
I think so. Like Tone Loke?
Wow, that hit pretty well, actually.
Yeah, it did.
There's a lot of drum juxtapositions in this.
Yeah, the drums are all over the place.
Funky Coma Dean. What do you think they would
say if I stood up and I walked away? Good music reverb there. Voice reverb.
Yeah. Did Tone Loke die?
Yeah.
Look that up.
Let's go home! That's your home! Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Shout out to Tone Loke.
How you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
Yeah, I saw your luggage.
You know, you can have a lot of money, but it doesn't give you juice.
You lack of the juice, eh?
That's true.
Canopy of greed holding me down.
Just saying, let it out, give it some air, man. Play with it.
Let's go home!
Alright, let's go!
Oh, it's creepy now.
Just when you can't get any creepier.
You lack of the juice, eh?
Tim, okay.
All right, let's go!
This is a little Janis Joplin-esque here, like Steven Tyler almost.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm prairie dogging it.
Shout out to John Lovitz.
Best dad ever.
Yeah.
Friends.
Friends.
leg.
This is not fun. Okay, no. No, you hang up. You.
Are you going to the airport?
Oh, that was beautiful. Just one little palate cleanser before we go to the next song.
Funky Coma Data.
Okay.
Yeah,
well done. All right. All right.
That was fun.
We got I Wonder here.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I wonder.
You know what we need?
What's that?
A little rain.
It feels better.
Oh no.
Oh God, you know I tried. I know how hard I tried.
Well, isn't that special?
You know I tried.
We're gonna have to get to some sponsors pretty soon. We're sponsored by Makoko, so we've got that coming up soon. Laura Linney is gonna kick us off.
Why don't you let me put you in the Makoko?
Shout out to our sponsor.
Why don't you let me pitch you some of this new Mococo drink? All from natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua. No artificial sweeteners.
No artificial nothing, okay?
That's right.
Not in this band.
They are. They're the Mococo band. Except Mississippi instead of Nicaragua.
We were commenting how this song was totally like the Truman Show. Like, he doesn't like fame, you know? He feels like trapped or something, you know?
Yeah, he's on the loose.
They go around again. They go around for it. They come back. They go around again. They just go around and around.
You know, I invited Rita and Marlon for a barbecue on Sunday. I'm going to make my potato salad.
This is great, yeah.
It's a really cool transition.
Oh, little.
They're killing it.
Hereby.
Ah,
this band is fire.
Fire!
They really are. It's sad they were cut short without Shannon, anyway.
It's off to a slow start, but
it does.
They get in this groove, doing all this cool stuff. And
it's very complex
Songwriting. Even the intro, I was just like, I'm going to hate this song. And then they do this.
Yeah, I thought I wasn't going to like it at first.
Why don't you let me get you some of this Lumo cocoa drink?
I hereby proclaim this planet. Trumania of the Burbank Galaxy.
This is sustained.
This is great.
This could be baby making music. I wonder how many people have done it to that song. What do you think, Rodriguez?
I wonder.
All right. you too, huh? All right.
Okay. That was good.
All right. Next song.
Scratcher!
Butt scratcher!
Butt scratcher!
Butt scratcher!
Nice. Paper scratcher, but yeah. Butt scratcher.
Shout out to the itchy-butted people.
Yeah, yeah. Dig in there. Nobody's, you know, unless you're in the car. You know.
That could be a safety scare there.
Yeah.
Hey, shout pull out over, maybe.
Exactly. Shout out to the commuters.
Scroungy. I scratch a hole in my life. Yikes.
What is it? What's that? You're going to scratch more than a hole in your life in a couple of years. No, that was that was important.
Anyway, do you mind?
No.
I'm sorry.
Also, you have like really big eyes, and that freaks me out sometimes.
Thank you.
Oh, working for the weekend. What's up? Shannon loves the sun as well. He's a big, like the big fiery. Wow. Sleep beneath the trees.
He keeps that.
Well, isn't that special?
Conceive a world that cannot grow. Maybe he's a plant guy too.
Yeah.
Also, you have like really big eyes.
And on the day I die. Thank God my soul will be released. Whoa.
Well, isn't that special?
Satan? Be gone.
Good drumming too. So
insane. Kasaba Melon.
Honestly.
I don't know what I need.
Honestly.
Scratcher!
Honestly.
Also, you have, like, really big eyes.
Honestly.
My up.
Scratcher!
Wow.
That was honestly great.
Honestly.
All right. Nice. All right. The Sterile Dad. There's a backstory to this song. I think this is like a letter that he sent to his ex, like after she dumped him.
Right.
Ex shared it
with fans. She was too good for him or something. Didn't like his touring lifestyle.
Right. You got, you kind of had a relief file for me.
But if you don't change your face, I'm going to change it for you. But if you don't change your face, I'm going to change it for you.
I'm talking a lot about faith in God. All over this.
It's very,
very spiritual.
Isn't that special?
Why don't you let me put you in this little cocoa thing?
We got a little Hindi special little. This is me and that's my song, and I guess you can see we don't get along. I've shut the doors on what we had, so now she can sleep with dear old dad. Wait, what? Sleep with her dad?
Just a little dig at his ex-girlfriend.
Brad is crushing it on this.
Yeah, he is.
All right, Hamilton.
Oh, right. That's right, Brad. Brad's great. Shout out to all the Brads out there. If you're Brad, you're listening. God bless you.
Oh, man, you can't talk to Brad. Man, you can't talk to Brad.
Brad's walking the dog right now. He's like playing all those notes.
Yeah.
A bunch of high bass notes in a row.
His eyes are rolling back in his head.
So you have like really big eyes.
Oh wow, jeez, that was like we need a break, don't we?
Wait, we need a funky.
No, man, you can't talk to Brad.
What are you? No, it's all you, man.
Oh my gosh.
Ay.
What's more to? I mean, there's a lot of O's in that one. Yeah.
Show me your O face.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Oh.
All right. Now this is change. This is the very first song, right?
Yes. That they made. You know, first song that he made, and get the harmonica out.
And they loved it, yeah. But they were like,
but if you don't change your face, I'm going to change it for you.
That kind of thing. That was
the execs.
I can see Guns N' Roses. Don't yeah, exactly. Sun's coming out today. Exactly. Staying in, it's gonna find another way.
Yeah. As I sit here in this misery, I don't think I'll ever know, Lord, seen the sun from here. Oh, now we're in an Italian restaurant here.
Yeah.
They'll
all look at me and say, shout out to James Taylor. Say, hey, look at him. Because the song is almost Fire and Rain, but not just enough, okay, not to be a different song.
Fair.
Or at least that part of it. They get bluesy every now and then, a little bit.
Great hi-hats there.
Yeah. But I know we can't.
drumming here.
All of the same.
Isn't that on? It's on his tombstone, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep, on his tombstone. This is the very first song, so it's like I'm gonna write my words on a face. Is that the one?
That is the line, yep.
Yeah. Wow.
You know who else is a big painter?
Shout out to Bob Ross. Shout out to the painters out there. Do you do any painting?
Sometimes.
You're a collager. You're,
yeah.
It's more your thing.
I paint glue. Yeah. Paint glue over paper.
paper scratcher.
I know.
You're the paper scratcher.
Any song with paper in it, I like. Paper references.
Yeah.
Just life just keeps happening.
It's like more life.
Life is like, hey, guess what?
Are you crying?
What's that?
Are you crying?
Am I crying? No, I'm not crying.
And you're like, what?
Oh.
Okay. Palate cleanser. All right. And we're on the next one. No rain.
Let's have a look at the weather, Louise.
We have a couple of O's to start us out here. Shannon O's. Shout out to the tea drinkers out there.
Yeah. Been drinking a lot of hibiscus lately. It's pretty good.
Helps the voice. I just
want someone to say. Hey, Robin was telling me that she thinks my larynx has been sounding fat.
Oh, yeah. You know, shout out to the construction workers who work the night shift sometimes. Highway workers.
Stay safe. Anymore.
And it's like, bam, more life.
One day the land is so dry the withered plants crunch to pieces underfoot.
It just never stops giving you more life.
Excellent solo here. I tried to. Did I cover it well? Did I get the solo okay? It's not as tight as. All I can say
is that my life is pretty plain. That's life.
That's true.
I'm insane. I'm insane.
Hey, you want another scoop of.
What?
Life.
God, insane. Yeah, Rogers. I thought he was saying cheating strategy.
Yeah, no, cheeks dry today.
Cheeks dry today.
Because he doesn't want to front.
Am I crying? No, I'm not crying.
What?
I'll have it made. If only it would stop raining.
So have a look at the weather, Louise.
What I'm talking about.
All right. Little palate cleanser again. Dessert is the name of this one.
Ah. I have some rice pudding in the fridge.
Oh, yeah?
It's good. I need more cinnamon in my life.
Yeah, the overnight. Of the overnight
room. Tired of me this way.
Yeah, it starts off slow, and all of a sudden goes into this. I don't know what
I've gotten into, but I'm, and watch out with that other crowd you're running with. I haven't noticed.
Heard a leaf of my life hit the ground.
They're all kind of soloing.
Yeah, they are. With a verse going on it.
Yeah, it's like a...
Also, you have, like, really big eyes.
Sorry.
That's okay. I was going to do it.
It feels bad.
Yeah, once they release the angst a little bit on their songs, it starts to be more radio friendly.
Yeah.
They sand the edge off.
Cassava melon.
I don't know what I'd gotten into. It had like his, you know, drug counselor with him on tour and stuff. The end of days.
He had a second tour.
Like,
they brought him on.
Even though the counselor said that he wasn't ready for the tour, you know?
Right, that's right, yeah. Yeah, obviously he wasn't.
No.
At least he did his due diligence. Yeah. Covered himself.
Yeah.
That's some heavy shit, man.
There's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on.
Oh, break out the mandolin now.
That feels better.
Okay, got it.
Sand blue in my eyes. It's like that Star Wars. It's like, I hate sand.
Yeah, something like that.
Sand, it's gritty and coarse. New Star Wars.
Wow, that was a lot.
I can't tell if you liked that one or not.
I did, but I didn't. It was just too much.
Gotcha.
Yeah. This is a good song. Sleepy House. This is the nickname they had for the recording house in Durham, North Carolina, where they recorded this. We had a lot of good work done here. We had a positive experience. Something like that.
Free living lads down the street. Always. Oh, that's cute.
I think
that's,
so.
That's very, that's very nice.
Yeah. Here at the Yellow House, I think that I'm going to play with some free living lads. They were talking about themselves, obviously.
Yeah, they don't need any more people.
Yeah.
There is nothing more to be added to it.
Yeah, it kind of has a...
an Osho.
Yeah, it has sort of... is that a sitar?
Wipe
eye bugs
away. Those fungus gnats.
Yeah, maybe it's those squiggly things that if you look close enough, you can see.
Unity, I love that.
It's like a snake charmer. Yeah, there's a sitar.
Is there a sitar on this?
Yeah, Shannon, who plays that? I just wondered. Like a tambourine.
Cool wah pedal.
Rock and roll!
Yeah, it is. It's deep in the background. We should get a tambourine for the show, man.
We should get a tambourine.
Cassava melon?
It is some heavy shit.
Hippies.
Bunch of hippies.
What frequency was that? Damn, I'm just realigned right there.
Nah, I dug it.
Shout out to the accidents out there. Child of one...
a banjo. Yeah. Shout out to the banjo players out there. The child of one stupid steaming
night. born to roam beneath the sun.
What do you think of me? I'm better left alone.
Holy man. Let's turn it up.
Yeah. Crank this.
Taking the bass. They're all playing together really well.
Said I met a holy man, said that he knew it.
Yeah, I swear it starts to sound like tons of fun. Let me ask you, like, in your opinion,
yeah,
why would Tones of Home be better than this song?
I don't think it is. I prefer this one.
I do too.
I think it's because the message isn't maybe palatable as much in the for the record execs.
Because
it's cutting down the church, it's a little too like risque.
Yeah, it's a better song.
It's right.
I mean, not even just for the like, yeah, exposing like hypocrisy, holiness, whatever. That's what it's doing. Still a good song, independently. It's like the music.
Yeah.
It's even the most bongos in the back.
Bongos are nice. Wanna keep when keepers he holds that. Oh, Brad.
That's shit.
Hey, you said it changed. A lot of holy men.
So is Jason. Oh, no, you're in good company.
Holy man, tell you, boy, you gotta believe in what you see. Cause you can rock those men and leave them for a lot of free. I don't need the spells on the little games you try to pull off me. Come to think of it, I don't need your religion.
So was JC. So was JC. Wow, you're in good company.
Shout out to JC and John Clark.
Well, isn't that special?
The groom. Last week's bachelor party, getting married in France, on his way. Shout out to Kirk, his brother, taking the flight over as we speak.
Going
to the airport. Did you say deep throat philosophy in this song?
Oh.
I think he did.
Deep.
Cassava melon.
You take this here cassava melon and you
make a cassava melon tree.
Oh, as I shit,
that's some heavy shit, man.
Shadow.
Oh, shadow.
I'm going to change it for you.
Trying to grow here.
Can you feel the power of the eyes?
Also, you have like really big eyes.
Take it from the top.
Take it from the top. I am.
Again, this is seed to a tree.
Seed to a tree. Leaf. Make like a tree and leaf.
Do you mind?
Bad Jokes Club. I'm the captain.
I'm the purser. Tim is Captain Steven. Not go. Between Clella and Steve.
Or in Donnie, there's the love and hate.
Just life just keeps happening. Life is like, hey.
That's me.
If you don't change your face, I'm... gonna change it for you. But if you don't change your face, I'm gonna change it for you.
Okay, last time. Right.
Why?
All right. Now, what song are we on here? This is Drive. I think this one sucks. I don't know. Or maybe I did like that. Again.
Drive it down home.
Yeah. This kind of, yeah, I do. I like this song. It just doesn't suck. This is good. It kind of reminds me of like the last song from 10. Parashar is the same producer. He produced 10. So I can hear that a little bit.
Definitely. This is a craftier
like
endeavor here.
His bio, I think on Wikipedia, so he's a big Beatles fan.
I'll drive. I can drive. You can drive stick shift? Yes.
Jimmy, we need to borrow this from an end.
Oh, wait just a minute.
Because we need to escape. Okay.
Jimmy's getting angry. There's so many
things that he's going to do.
Yeah. In five lifetimes. Five lifetimes. I couldn't do
more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
While he's rolling his own smokes, he says to me he's finding the right today.
Rolling doobies.
That's a deal the boss will kill. He said that.
the same thing 2 weeks ago. You've seen that sweaty Jerack feeling come over him, and I've seen that boy now.
Whoa, this is like anthem material now.
Yeah. Is that Brad doing that?
That's definitely Brad on background.
Can't talk to Brad. Nobody can.
Hey, William. Time I'm gonna look at you. Oh, gosh.
Sounds like kind of sounds like Pearl Jam a little bit.
Jimmy,
does
this is sounds like Jimi Hendrix? Okay, yeah, they're talking about Jimi Hendrix.
Oh wow, the Purple Haze.
Yeah, Jimmy, what would you say? This is his guitar. I said the song sucked at the very beginning of this.
Fire!
Call the fire department!
Yeah, that was totally about Jimi Hendrix. That was kind of cool. This is why I like the show, is for when you discover these things. That's kind of cool.
Well, anyway, yeah, what does Song Facts have to say?
Well, while we're looking that up, I mean, let's just hear a word from our sponsor.
Why don't you let me fix you some of this new Mo cocoa drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua. No artificial sweeteners.
This song describes a real incident that took place at a used clothing store on Melrose Avenue where blind melon guitarist Christopher Thorne used to work. His coworker William was going through withdrawal trying to kick heroin. That day, lead singer Shannon Hinn came by the store and saw the whole thing. It's the first time either of them had seen someone kicking heroin.
Thorne and Hoon, last time I'm going to look at you? Oh, wow. Yeah.
Thorne and Hoon each had their own bouts. Yeah.
I said the phone rang, it would be him. Can you drive?
Wow. A reference to how William didn't drive. He would call friends to drive him to downtown Los Angeles to score heroin. Yikes.
Oh, wow. Deep. But that was some Jimmy stuff right there. That guitar riff was...
It was.
From Hey Joe.
Oh, it was Hey Joe.
Yeah. That
well, yeah, Hey Joe and Purple Haze kind of have a similar little. Well, not almost.
That's why I heard
yeah,
Hey
okay.
Joe in there.
Oh,
anyway, well. We'll ruminate on that.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay.
Is this the last? This has flown by. You know,
we do have one.
Time has
more,
flown right? by. One more here. It's a mix between Eddie Vedder and Rose, Axl Rose, and
just a female. Like I was even hearing little Tracy Chapman.
Oh, totally! Wow. Sun warms his body again.
Natalie Merchant, Bjork. I'm totally serious. I'm hearing a little bit of all of it.
Holy merchant, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, well, it's time to go. Oh, but yeah, Eddie Vedder too. Yeah.
Go.
Meme, you can feel that it's time to go. It's good bass work. Shout out to Brad.
Wow.
Whatever that. Ever seen those high pitches? Look at you through the bushes where you can't see me. I never slip into another state of mind to let you know that I am real. And all the worries you build up inside your soul want to make your world stand still. And you can feel that it's time to.
Teacher G.
Yep. And I'm so close on this song, but again, it's... It's too much all at once.
Yeah, right?
There's too much music made on top of it. One instrument on top of the other. They're all doing great. I think they're all on time.
And it just falls flat for you because it's like...
This song has amazing potential. It just took shit going on. And too many high pitches going on at once.
Yeah.
Great musicians.
Aimless. Little noodling that's just... Trying to flesh it out, flesh out the song here.
You know, if this guy had lived and they'd gotten shit together, they were incredibly bad.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Amazing.
He probably couldn't even handle it, though. He probably was thinking to himself,
what am I getting myself into here?
You wonder if that, I mean, it sounds like a kind of.
He didn't want to be famous. He said it. Said it multiple times in interviews. Always chasing sort of a different high. Whether it was pole vaulting as a teenager up to, you know, skipping class and drinking, then doing hard drugs, you know, it's like.
Yeah, it's too bad. He would have. I would have liked to have heard more of their stuff. Eh, what are you gonna do? It went from crazy to all of a sudden this thing that trails off. Maybe it's kind of apt way to end.
Rock and roll.
I like the outro.
I do too.
It's got a 60s vibe to it.
60s, 70s, kind of.
That's some heavy shit.
Okay. So yeah. All right. That was good. It feels better. So what are we talking here? You know, let's get our number, you know, our top three lined up. What's your number three, bud?
Let me scratch some paper here. So Tones of Home and No Rain are the hits.
Yeah, we can't do those.
Well, I'm going to go Man, I really did like, I liked Time. Like you said, it was a little too much all at once. Drive, also a really good song.
Yeah, you feel free to challenge me on it, you know?
I'm going to go with my originals because I was about to change.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go... this is so hard. So Paper Scratcher's not in there?
No, it's the Paper Scratcher's one of the...
The non-hits. The
non-hits, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go I Wonder.
Yeah.
Number three.
That was a good song.
It's such a good construction about it.
Mm-hmm.
Started slow, really rounded it out.
Sure.
Had a message.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm going to go with Holy Man as my number three because, you know, like we talked about, it's a better version of Tones of Home and it has a more coherent message. Even if it may not be commercial, I thought it was really well thought out. Much more, I thought it was better than Tones of Home for those reasons. And why not put it in the top three?
Okay.
So that's my number three.
Nice. I'm going again. This is so difficult. I love Change a lot, but I've just heard it so many times. It's a mm-hmm. probably a personal hit for me, even though, you know, it didn't receive all that,
it didn't have commercial
acclaim.
Success at all.
Yeah. But I'm going to go number two, Sleepy House.
Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my number two as well. I thought it was it tells a story of the house, you know, that they were in. It seems, and it was it had like a feel good.
Yeah.
Thing to it with the bonding, the camaraderie, etc. So
melding like cultures a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Eddie Vedder-esque a little bit.
Sure. What's your number one?
I feel like can I do a tie?
Yeah, do a tie for number one.
Can I do tie and Paper Scratcher and Holy Man tie?
Sure.
They both choices. Deserve to be. I can't make a decision, so they're both going to be a tie.
Okay.
They're both amazing, excellent mm-hmm. songs. Probably Holy Man is yeah, a little bit more. I almost need four on this one, so I don't know.
Yeah, I do too. But I'm going to go. It needs to be there, and it is the number one song. It's the greatest non-hit of this album is Change.
And oh, nice.
Because, yeah, and the thing is, I want to have I Wonder in my top three, because it's, I could probably change my mind with that and Sleepy House or something else. I mean, right. All these could probably change. And Paper Scratcher, too, was a great song.
Yeah.
I Wonder and Paper Scratcher, I regret already not having it on there, but they're all so close. So those are all really good songs.
That's life.
Yeah.
You can't choose them all. That's life. No, I mean, for this being their first album, the amount of great songs that they have that didn't reach, you know, acclaim are just phenomenal.
It's, yeah, and it's phenomenal. Unfortunate because these songs could be, you know, songs that we can listen to and remember. And, and the thing is that No Rain is such a great song, too. But because we've heard it so much, it's ruined it. You know, it's one of those types of deals.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. And even if it is a cut above all the rest of them, then
I don't think that it is. It's just more palatable for the masses, I think.
Okay.
For the heavy rockers, this is a bullet point to be explored.
For sure.
In depth.
For sure. You got to go. If this was in your rotation back in the day, you got to bring it back.
And anti-establishmentarians, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Definitely.
A lot of good bands in the early 90s from the South.
Yeah.
From the corners, you know, from Southeast to the Northwest and LA and here and there. But
cool.
Good stuff, man. I like the album. And we'll try to keep it going for next week. But any last words?
Rock steady. Keep it going.
All right.
Woo.
All right, you melon heads, you Kasaba heads out there. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Take care.